Perhaps the best way to sum up his place in Western music, his artistic merits, his character, his larger-than-life personality, is through the words of some of the associates from all walks of show business life who loved him. Bing Crosby.
A genius, never be another like him. There never was one before him. In so many ways, his command of the instrument, his style, the things he could do, in addition to playing the trumpet, his singing, the things he sang, they were so infectious. He was probably the most infectious performer I think I've ever seen, in addition to being a genius. Now, what else do you need? That says it all.
Tony Bennett.
He had such a great sense of humor that he never really dies with anybody who knew him or anybody who loved the way he performed. He was just an all-around great guy.
Benny Carter.
Louis really started it. He really put the finger on what could be done with the instrument, which by modern day standards is certainly not phenomenal, but what he put into it and the feeling and the what they called soul, you know, that the thing that was just strictly Louis Armstrong, I don't know how to really describe it other than listening to it and see how it attacks you emotionally.
Count Basie.
It seems to me that I've known Pops all my life. It's been beautiful, and he has been the number one man, as far as I'm concerned, in his department. Pops said there'll never be another one like this.
Artie Shaw.
He's a man of enormous inner assurance. I think Louis must have been always aware of his ability. If he weren't aware from his insides, he must have known from people who told him. And I suppose eventually your ego develops a certain amount of assurance, let's say.
It's a measure of the lasting impact that Louis Armstrong had on those who knew him that many of them speak of him as though he was still alive. Nat Ganella, for one.
Well, you can't believe he's dead, can you? I mean, he'll never die, I don't think. I look on the wall, there's a picture of Armstrong up there. That, to me, is still alive.
American cornetist Ruby Braff feels much the same way.
He's a fountain of knowledge in music. He's a university to be studied forever. He's alive. You know, great music always stays alive, and that's one of the beautiful things about art. It doesn't die.